Prabhupada ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Turn it a little louder. Welcome back to the third lesson of today. We will continue on different methods of book distribution because we only briefly started this morning and I feel that there is much more which we can learn, much more we can get from all of you. So put on your thinking hats, your thinking caps, and think about different methods, and maybe you like to present one of them. I'm going to present one of them. It's called Bhagavad Gita's for Hotels and Motels. Did you know that more than 60% of all the hotels and motels in the United States of America are owned by Patels, Gujaratis. It's called Patel Motel. So that is a huge number. That's hundreds of thousands of hotel beds and motel beds which are owned by Hindus. So the devotees went to the conference in Washington, D.C. That's a year ago, where the hotel owners and motel owners get together and they have their yearly conference. And the devotees had a booth there, a stand, and they made a presentation about putting Bhagavad Gita into every hotel room. Have you heard of the Gideon's Bibles? It's an association of Christians who are putting hundreds of millions of Bibles in hotels and schools and prisons and institutions and the army and everywhere. And it's all free. They all get it sponsored by their members, their donors. They're mainly businessmen. And they give them out. I was going to a car dealership, and a person had a big stack of Bibles there. And I asked him, what is this? And he said, you know, I'm a Gideon. I help with this. So I give money for this, and I distribute this. Here, take one. So that was part of his, you know, mission, to give out these Bibles. So here in India, I know that some cities, some temples have contacted five-star hotels and given a few boxes of Gitas, and that's wonderful. But, you know, there's 1.2 billion people in this country. How many hotel beds are there in this country? How many Hindus own hotels and motels in this country? Countless. It must be millions of them. So at least it's worth the effort. It's worth the try. Because, you know, you're business people, you travel sometimes, you're in a hotel, you go there, and you had a tough day, you go into the room is all the same, you know, you take your shower, then there's a TV, there's nothing interesting, and there's nothing else there. Okay, you make your phone call to your family, and then what? But if you have a Bhagavad Gita there in the room, you can pick up that Bhagavad Gita and read it, and it will actually make a life, a difference in these people's lives. Now, there is a system. I'm going to present this small little PowerPoint. You can get copies of this. You can present this in your congregations. And you can make PowerPoints about all these different programs and say, guys, what do you think, Prabhus? Should we do this? Anybody motivated? Anybody inspired to do this? Srila Prabhupada said, I want that you, all my students, shall very vigorously try for book distribution. So they call it the Panchajanya team. Team members are taking orders for and placing Bhagavad Gita's in tens of thousands of motels. At that conference, where the hotel and motel owners came together, they took an order of 13,500 Bhagavad Gitas. 13,500 Gitas. But they want them sponsored. So there's different approaches. Some of them is full sponsorship, some of them is half sponsorship, some will be ready to pay. Like if you have five-star hotels, you know, the room costs 5,000 rupees up or 4,000 rupees up. So what's the big deal of putting a Gita there which costs you 70, 80, 100, 150 rupees? Even if the Gita goes missing, it's not a problem. You just restock them. You just put new Gitas there. So out of these 13,500, I think about 3,000-4,000, they already got them out. Means they got donors to sponsor. And there's another 8,000 to 9,000 pending, which they still need to get some sponsorships. But these are hotel owners which are very happy to put Gita in every room. Many times, they will just allow it, but you have to actually go there physically. One of your team members has to go there physically and with the housekeeping and place it into every room. And in every Gita, later on, BBT will print special edition where it will say, this book is not for sale. This book has been donated by, you know, Gita Oshastradan Society, Chennai. And if you like to find out more about this project, go on gitadan.com. And if you want to help, then go on that website and you can find out ways how to help. So that can be done. In the meantime, we can have the regular Gitas, we can make a stamp in them or something. So the book has to be placed in the motel by the devotees. The motel owners welcome it and support the project, but the team members deliver the books and they follow up for restocking. Means I have to find out from ISV, is kind of Silicon Valley in San Jose, who is spearheading this project, how often they go by. But I think once a month or once every second month, go around and check. Now you see, there's the Bible and there's the Gita. They're using soft cover Gitas in America because they're very inexpensive. But I would go for hardcover, especially here, where, you know, it's much more durable. Otherwise, you put all that effort out. Do you even have the soft cover Gita in India? I don't think so. Go for hardcover. Better than that would even be vinyl. You know, vinyl. The
small size.
Yeah. So 10,000 books already delivered, another 20,000 is pending. And potential inquiry for another 20,000 books. So a total of 50,000 books, just from going to one weekend convention. 50,000 Gitas. The devotees in England, they are starting the same project and they're producing a special edition of Gita. They talked to Air India in London. Air India is ready to put Bhagavad Gitas on all their flights, which are starting from England to India. So when you walk into the airplane, you have the newspapers and you have a rack, a stand with Bhagavad Gitas. Everybody who likes can pick up their complimentary copy of Bhagavad Gita. You know, you're on a flight, 7-8 hour flight, what do you got to do? You've seen the movies, you've seen the newspapers, you've seen the magazines, you get Gita. It's like Krishna is already there, on your way home, or on your way to pilgrimage, or on your way to India. It's very powerful. Never underestimate this. Indians own almost 60% of the motels, and this hotel association represents over 1.3 million rooms. That's in the United States, of a population of 250 million people. So this is a room, an owner from Sacramento, California. He says, I often see guests coming in for breakfast with Bhagavad Gita in hand and reading it while they're in the lobby or reception room. It's satisfying to know I have contributed in spreading this knowledge. The owner actually starts feeling part of the mission. He actually becomes involved in the whole effort. And he, you know, he starts to get enlivened. He starts to get enthused. This is a motel guest who says, I got my first Gita at a hotel room and ever since I read the first verse, my life has been ever increasingly in Krishna consciousness. Life is a journey back to Krishna, peace. It's just a regular American person. So millions of Bibles are placed free of cost, and hotel owners have similar expectations for Gitas. Contacting, marketing, follow-up, execution, etc. needs devotee power, resource, infrastructure, and team. Bhagavad Gita taken away by motel guests need to be restocked. Srila Prabhupada says, so kindly help me, this is my request. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. Then Krishna conscious movement will automatically increase. Okay, any questions to this project? Who think potentially this project can be done in their area? It's going on small scale. Some people are, you know, trying it out on their own. But it's a different thing if you have a strategy and you know you have a game plan, you know what you're doing. You know who to contact. Like you figure out all the big hotels, whether it be Oberoi Group, Taj Group, this group, that group. There is always some people in there who are very favorable to us. They're already known to us. They're already part of our, you know, universe. So we just have to contact them. Then you have to find out who is the purchase manager, who is the person who makes the decision in the hotel for this type of a thing. Sometimes they're ready to buy, I'm sure. 4 or 5 star, they're ready to buy. Others, they're ready to put if we are providing. So you just need permission from them. So it can be done. So we should make PowerPoint presentation about this, about book tables, about other things, make a small little brochure, how it's being done, and then everybody can pick up the ball and run with it. Okay, I'd like to open up the floor to presentations from your side about strategies and ways how to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Yes. Who will sponsor it? Members, donors, business people, Hindus, people who want to spread Gita. You know how many people feel strongly about Gita in this country? There's a lot of people who feel strongly about Gita. But they will not go on the street. They will not go door to door. They won't stand on your book table. But if they see that, for instance, you tell them, look, in Chennai, we have the plan to put Gita in all these hotels. This is the target. This much money we need. We can even put in, you know, this book was sponsored by, you know, with compliments of such and such industries. So would you like to sponsor 5,000 Gitas for this hotel project? Put it in all the schools, all the libraries, all the hospitals, all the institutions, all the prisons. What do you think? How many Gitas we can distribute like this? Unlimited. Unlimited. And this is ongoing, you know, because there is some wastage. You know, some books get missing and like that. Guests take books like that. I strongly feel this has to happen. And this can happen, yes. Wow. Did you hear that? 700 Gitas.
All sponsored.
All sponsored. Just by one drive. Just a one-off effort. Yeah. Spontaneous, you know? No big strategy. Nothing fancy. Just go out and do it. Because a lot of people feel strongly about Gita and they want to help, you know? They might not even go to temple. They might not even want to give money for your movement. But if it's something with books, you know, it fits into their pattern, vidyadan, spread, you know, knowledge, they will do it. Very good.
Especially hospitals, because people are little troubled that time. So not only for the patient, but more for the people who are taking care of the patient.
Yeah. Very good. You know, hospitals can make a lot of devotees. I was just in Mumbai, Bhaktivedanta Hospital. They make 20 to 30 devotees a month just through the hospital. Regular people who come in contact with the hospital, doctors, nurses, professionals, relatives, patients, just people who show up there to get something done. And then they interact with the devotees. And now the doctors who work there start giving seminars and courses in other hospitals and nurseries, schools, etc., etc. I mean, training schools for nurses to train them in spiritual care department. Big demand for this type of activity. Okay, who likes to make the next presentation? Yeah. What's the topic? Bhagavad Gita contest.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. So this year, many know about it, some don't know. So we started to discuss how we can enter more into colleges 6 months back.
Yeah. And speak loud and clear.
With Sacha Gopinath Prabhu for 3 days, we were discussing, and suddenly we popped up a concept that why we don't organize a competition for schools and for colleges, and then they can get prizes. So they're we are designing that, and so we came up with this poster. It's gone. Bhagavad Gita contest, AP, Andhra Pradesh, state level, and district level. So the entry fee, we started in October, and Sacha Gopinath Prabhu was organizing the whole thing to 25 districts. He sent out people. First we announced in the newspapers. There the most reactions came from the newspaper also. And then, yeah, you can circulate that. Then also scrolling on TV. And then we had these posters going to all the colleges, but we found out one devotee in one district, he could only, cover 5% of the colleges. There are millions of colleges and schools. Then the follow-up, okay, for 3 months, they had the time, and then finally, 31st January, we did the examination. And you know how many students came? 25,000 students. So that is just with a limited amount of devotees. Fastly we have put up, fastly we print, and the entry fee, so much follow-up. So now the news came, all the temple presidents, whoever I met, and in Mayapur, they want to do that. Now Pune has already started it. And Bhima, Bhima Prabhu, he told me, you have to come, you present the whole thing, and I want to nationalize the whole ISKCON Bhagavad Gita contest. We can reach millions of students. We did the first 6 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, 100 multiple choice questions. So 150 rupees entry fee. They say 150 rupees. Say you get a 250 rupee book back quality. So they didn't mind. And then many reactions we got. They actually, we are not doing it for the prize. We first time somebody has the courage to go inside a book and dig out the knowledge and how to apply it. Before Chinmaya mission coming to our schools, and there's only mugging the slokas, singing la 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 la, but the meaning no, right? Ritualistic. So now you're implementing. Then the best reaction was in Karimnagar. 3,000 students, one devotee made 3,000 entries. So if you give a devotee, one person, a good scheme, he will work like anything. And the reaction is next year they want it back. No school director said no. So now we're planning testimonies of school directors, of parents, of teachers, and they all told, we want coaching for Bhagavad Gita. ISKCON teachers say, yeah, where are they? I mean, we have them, but we are not understanding enough our capacity. A devotee is chanting 3 years, 16 rounds, and he has a little bit teaching quality, he can give the introductory course in coaching in the schools. And if they are grihasthas, they are ready to pay for it also, they told. We pay also. So it's mind-boggling. One businessman heard about it, immediately he sponsored 2,000 gitas. Take it, he told. So it's a question of now fine-tuning the whole thing for different standards, and small tests would be good that the students get digested through the educational system. We feel it goes very fast, and it was a very wonderful reaction. And even many parents say, hey, we also want to take the test. So I think it is a very important program.
Thank you very much. Any questions to this program? You feel? Yes.
So, how this Bhagavad Gita state level contest got cooperation from the local temples? ISKCON local temples in different areas, state-wise?
Highly positive. Everybody was immediately catching on and support and encouraging and supporting. And it came suddenly also, so immediately to make a system ready is not easy to immediately cooperate. But now we have much more an idea, and next year we can do it much more better. And like this.
Thank you.
Originally this idea came to Satya Gopinath Prabhu. So he, before starting on this mission, he promised few things to each local temple. That is, some temples he told that the profit will go to them. Means whatever in that area is sold, the profit would go to them. Some temples were liberal and they didn't mind to, you know, give the profit to the Rajahmundry temple. And the other thing is, he said the contacts, what he gets from the contest, it will be given back to the temples. So this made the temples feel happy to invite and get the test done. So with these small details, I think there will be a cooperation amongst the other temples too. These are prime factors.
Another factor which I've heard, I was just in Pune and they have done the program also, is that the test has to be adapted to the different grades, because there might be different grades of students who take the test. So for some it might be too difficult, for some it might be too easy, and because they're quite, you know, good in educational systems, so they have adopted the test to make it a little more lively and challenging, and so people will actually get into the Bhagavad Gita. So there should be a team of educators from, you know, all different parts of India, like, who do this development. And then the others, they can just take this model and run with it.
What is the role of local temple for this state-level contest?
Hare Krishna. The more devotees we can involve, the more students we can reach schools. There are 50% of the population in India is under the age of 25. That means 600 million youth students are there. In Guntur, we see every street there is a college or a school of your student, and it's very confusing to try to catch all of them.
So that means potentially hundreds of millions of Bhagavad Gitas. And these are students who are like, every year there's new ones. Every year there's new people. Every year there's new batch. So once good relationship is established with school headmaster, with municipal, whoever is in charge, and with the local temple, this program can just go on. It can just become a yearly affair where it will just happen. And people will be very excited. They'll look forward to it. Okay, you know, January or whatever. You do it whenever is a good time. You figure out when is a good time. And then you run the program.
Also, we had a very nice response from Muslims, Christians, and actually we could make clear this is a universal book. We're not going to allow any politics in the name of worldliness or spiritual. This is, you cannot pinpoint one community in this book, and not one country, not one religion. And now we are preparing a magazine, like a special issue for BTG, the absolute necessity for Bhagavad Gita as it is for the modern student. We're giving all the reasons so they can digest why this book is the first class book to help all the problem, because the student community has a lot of problem. Last year we're telling the school directors 5,000 students commit suicide. What you're doing about that? And we are here, ISKCON, we are there to help you. And there was a slight doubt.
Okay, other questions, other comments? Also, there is different schemes which can be developed. Like here, they're having 150 rupee entrance scheme in Pune. They gave it subsidized at 25 rupees. Right. Just Bhagavad Gita with BTG, and there is some sponsors. There are people who give money for this project. So, whatever module, I don't think that the temples are really looking to make money on such kind of schemes. I don't feel we should, you know. I feel that let's just distribute as many books as possible, and we find other ways and means, schemes. Otherwise, if the mentality of the local temple is, okay, you know, we have free books, they're sponsored, now we take them and we sell them on the other side of our bookstore. You know, it's happening in certain places like that.
It's just transparent.
And Krishna is not pleased. Krishna is not happy. We may get a few thousand Gitas for free like this, but we will cut ourselves badly. So I think that certain drives, like you can't go out and collect free, you know, you collect money for prasad distribution and then you use it in your restaurant for selling. It just doesn't work. I mean, it can be done. Anything can be done. But I don't think that Krishna is very pleased, and I don't think that this project will be very prosperous and it will be very, you know, flourishing. Also, usually there is always somebody who likes to spread the bad news and it will really come back and haunt you. Just like you can see now in Bangalore. As soon as you go off and you start doing funny things, you know, Maya is there and she's ready. Wherever there is money involved, ready to go after you with all full force. So please tell something more about the prices which people get and a couple of small points. Then we go to the next presentation.
Yeah, the prizes was here, they got to win a scholarship. We are not giving directly the money. It's, you know, the private colleges also, it costs so much for the students to study. So we are giving that in the form of scholarship. And the first prize was 54,000 rupees, state level. And then district level, 5,000. And then every student get a certificate by official ISKCON certificate. So 25,000 certificates get. So also if the fellow students start seeing it. And another thing, mostly also the most bright students of each classroom, they were sent by the schools. So they could, if they take, you know, if they take a good coaching, these students can start teaching Gita to their other fellow students.
So you should come up with a program like that to empower them so they can start teaching Gita to the... to the other kids.
I did some coaching on this for 3 months. Every Sunday I told many students, say, oh, it's difficult to read. Say, you come 7 o'clock in the morning, either 11 o'clock or 5 o'clock. I will personally guide you in Guntur, so many students. So it was, so then I say, I told, why you cannot read? You're reading only with your brain.
So some will become teachers of Bhagavad Gita. They can make this as a profession. This is a career choice, isn't it? Don't we have so many members in our congregation who are looking for meaningful ways how to earn income, how to make a livelihood?
Yeah.
You know?
Teacher.
Teach Bhagavad Gita on a school level. Get certified by the national board. Become a teacher of Bhagavad Gita in the schools. We got 2 points here and then we move on. Done. Okay. All right, thank you very much. Haribol. Next project. Who has other projects they'd like to present? Methods, styles of book distribution.
Hare Krishna. I want the Radha Govinda Mandir book table. Last year, I waiting for the customers. Oh, after darshan, who is coming, who is sitting, who is standing there. I waiting for them. If some family is coming, I preach to them. I preach the said books, Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. He is taking that book. Afterwards, after preaching, I will ask, what are you doing? Why your business or job? He told professor. Oh, okay, professor, why you not give for your students, for everybody? I'll preach them how you give, what you benefit, you give the Bhagavad Gita. He's okay. So I'll take his address and phone numbers. I'll contact to 2 weeks. I'll preach the phones. So many things I'll tell about Bhagavad Gita. He sent 2 money for our temple. Then I'll go to office. I'll ask to Prabhu. He want program, the college program. I'll arrange the programs with Amit Prabhu and Leela Paran Prabhu. Then Vandanath Prabhu, both will go into a college program. He sponsored to, so yeah, and the student for there are 300 students. He is sponsored.
How many books?
250. So many Christians at the college, Muslims. He funds it. There are in the program. There he give Amit Prabhu give classes, bhajan, kirtan. He sent it to car here, the temple, the going to the car. There are in the program everything. He give everybody present and the students everybody Bhagavad Gita. Sorry, that English version, the 150 small. Colleges in the Vellore, Tamil Nadu.
Okay.
Yeah, the professor was doing one thing. He give Quran also. He doing Bible also. Yeah, along with Bhagavad Gita. Somebody want Bible, you can take Bible. If somebody want Quran, he take Quran. What are you doing? If somebody want Quran, he give the Quran like prize. I give the Bhagavad Gita. With Bhagavad Gita, you can take Bhagavad Gita.
Okay, so that, thank you very much. That shows that on the educational level, there is the attitude of, yes, let's present Gita, let's have Gita distribution, let's have courses on Bhagavad Gita. So that shows it's possible to do it. So we shouldn't think, oh, we're now in a secular society and people don't want to have religious education. Because they see it's very much required. It's very much part of the tradition. Now the question is just, is it going to be our Bhagavad Gita? That's the question. Because if we don't act on this, somebody else will do it. You know, like you can see in every business, if you don't fulfill the need of the customer, somebody else will. Don't think we're the only ones who have Gita. Don't think we're the only ones who want to get our Gita into the schools. There are other publishers, there are other movements who like to do that. So we have to act, and we have to do what it takes to make it happen. Okay, so we had Gitas from hotels, we had Bhagavad Gita contest, we had sponsored Bhagavad Gitas. Sponsorship is huge. Like my friend Rakesh Oberoi in Delhi, he got one person to donate 35,000 Bhagavad Gitas. One guy, 35,000 Gitas he took. They did, I think, 3 or 4 lakhs in Delhi amongst the different temples. And it's not like you have 500 devotees going out distributing. You know, it's a team. There's quite a number who go out and they do different, you know, they do the stoplights and they do the streets and the buses and this and that. And some who are able to do the industries, they do the industries. So those of you in the congregation who are able to deal with businesses, with people who are, you know, of a little more influential nature, do that and get them to take big amounts of Bhagavad Gitas for their workers. Like what he does is he goes there, he makes them favorable, gives them prasadam, gives them gifts, develops the contact, invites Gopal Krishna Maharaj, He talks to them. And then he asks them, okay, how many workers you have? 15,000? Okay, take 15,000 Gitas. What's the expense for such a person? Per worker, 70 rupees, 100 rupees. It's like one day labor charge. It's very minimal. So it can be done. If it can be done in Delhi, it can be done in Chennai, it can be done in Bangalore, it can be done in Mumbai, it can be done in Kolkata, it can be done anywhere. So the question is just, do we want to do it? Any other projects which you like to present? Yes. Please state the name of the project first. What kind of a strategy?
Yeah, the strategy is Bhagavad Gita Academy.
Bhagavad Gita Academy.
Academy. Because generally we go with Bhagavad Gita or Satsang, so it become already familiar with people, different people. And particularly to attract educated cadres and enter into schools and colleges, offices, banks, such places. So this academy word is something it make people to comfort. So that our plan is to reach every house and every shop, every hotel, every wherever there is a a separate a building. So each and every building must have Bhagavad Gita. So this is our plan. So as you have displayed that hotels, so we have already worked with the hotels. We have got a very good response from hotels. We have 2-3 star hotels and other kinds of hotels. So in our area we have completed.
What's the academy doing?
In the academy, we go house to house and we explain about our Vedic culture and how the qualities are degrading day by day. Because if we don't train our children, then we will not get in a future. There will be no care for us.
But so academy means teaching. So
yeah,
what
teaching.
Are you teaching besides selling a book?
Yeah.
What are you teaching?
So we teach. We ask them at least once in a week, only 1 hour, which is your free time. So that 1 hour, just you can come to our place or we will come to your place. If you can provide some 20 of your neighbors or friends, somebody. In
so like area. Bible study group, you have Bhagavad Gita study
yes.
group. And now I got the concept.
Yeah.
Can so this be done in your places? Gita study groups. Definitely.
Also, we tell that people, you need not to read Bhagavad Gita. Don't worry. If you don't know Sanskrit, all those problems. But at least once in your life you can hear Bhagavad Gita. So we have planned to, nowadays everybody has mobile phone with memory card. So we will record one chapter's translation, only translation. So it takes, first chapter it takes 3.5 minutes. So we will record that and we will give them, we'll ask them at least 4 times you can hear Bhagavad Gita. And then in that 1 hour class, we ask them to just, we will explain about the chapter's glories from Bhagavad Gita Mahima, Gita Mahima. We'll explain about that particular chapter and who got benefited by hearing that. And then we will ask that people, just you, if you go through purports, there you will get many stories. How you can make your life very sharp and like that. So this is the thing, the Bhagavad Gita Academy, which you would want. So that we are providing this. If somebody doesn't have such facility in their cell phone, we are providing CDs for them, discs, so that daily they can hear. So this is one thing. And mine, our target is school teachers and college professors, such people. This is a target because the students will be there at least a minimum 3 years with their teacher in this particular campus. And if it is schools, definitely 10 to 12 years they will be spending in the school compounds. So that if the teachers are properly trained.
Maximum exposure
yeah.
will be there. 2 questions I have. Number one, when do you sell the book? Number 2, how do you finance the whole program?
Yes.
Because it's quite an effort. And so how do you train your teachers? Because all your members might not be of the same level.
Yes. So already now we have started our program to train all our congregation. Also with full-time devotees and also with congregation. We have allotted one group, Telugu, Tamil, Kannada, Hindi, like that, English. So we given two chapters to hear every day and read, so that they will be get trained with that. And we will give one batch to them. So the whole week, one batch will be repeating same one chapter, so that the teacher, the devotee, the training devotee, he will get either they get or not, but he will get into heart. He will get very familiar with that thing. So that this training we have planned. So we have 22 congregation and also our full-time duty is 13. So we have 35. And also we had a meeting with school teachers and headmasters. So we selected very favorable people we have selected, and we called them. We had a meeting with them. We explained how our qualities are getting degraded in our day-to-day life, so that really they accepted, and they are coming every week. So they are going to teach Bhagavad Gita. So our slogan, learn and teach Bhagavad Gita.
Jai. When do you give them the Gita? To the people who come to the class?
Yeah.
Do you ask them to buy it, or is it part of the course? Is there a fee, or is it free?
Yes, fee.
Or?
It is a fee. We are charging 500 rupees with Bhagavad Gita and study material, a bag, and a regular their file, one file, and whenever they, I mean, once
how
in a
how many months does the course run?
Yeah, course material, everything they will get, and the charge is 500 rupees.
What's the duration of the course?
Duration is 18 weeks. That is 18 chapters, 18 weeks.
Excellent. Any questions to the program? I love to hear things like that, you know? This is like a prototype. You know what a prototype is? Like before anything goes into mass production, you make a prototype and you test run it. So you do this and you test run it for a couple of months and you fine-tune it, you know?
Yeah,
there might be some
bugs.
Some bugs. You have to fix them.
Definitely.
And then once it actually is solid, what do you do then? Then you put in the quantity and then you make it big. So first this is the test phase of this program.
Yeah, we are doing all
same with Gita contest, like that.
Yes,
book tables, this has already been tested and tried. This is already running off the line, you know, mass production. Okay.
Also, mind in this, we will have care for the devotees.
Mm.
It is in properly, systematically, we will get a chance to train them. So that they will understand very clearly the strategy of Srila Prabhupada and other different peoples, different organizations.
Imagine how many devotees we can make with this Gita course, this study group. How many people we can make who are actually favorable to our movement, or who will feel themselves like I'm part of ISKCON, I'm a member, because I've done this Gita course now for 18 weeks, and I really feel like this is what I feel. This is like now for the first time I actually appreciate and understand my scripture. Whereas formerly it was just a name and a picture, you know, but there was no real connection to the life. It was very amazing. It's a tremendous service. There's huge scope for this. This has to be done. And they're test running it. And I like the approach that you're doing it with the school teachers, professors, headmasters. And then you can take it on all different levels. You can go up, you can go down, you can go sideways, you know, whichever way. There is no limitations. You should have a Bhagavad Gita Academy where people get trained how to teach Bhagavad Gita on different levels. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Other programs which you like to present, which are book distribution programs. Yes. What's the name of the program?
This is like outreach program.
Outreach program.
Actually, in India, normally people like to have a feast in relative house. Similarly, once in a week, Sunday morning, one congregation invite all the other congregation who are very interested congregation.
Satsang.
And they take feast in their house in the morning after Bhagavadam class. There is a small kirtan, Bhagavadam class, then feast. After the feast, in that area, the congregation member divided into different groups and they carry books and they cover the area. Actually, it is a small group. We divided Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, in the name, three groups. And they went. Within 3 hours, they contacted 250 householders, different householders, within 3 hours.
And gave books.
Yes.
Did you get that? Did you get the point?
Small group
their congregations meet once a week on Sunday morning in somebody's house and have little satsang program, Bhagavatam, Katha, Prasadam, and then they all together go out door to door in teams.
Yeah.
How many in one team? How many?
Actually, we, according to the group, actually 25 they came. We divided three groups, 8, 8, and we divided each street. You take
eight people this street.
Within there is no much strain. Because within 2-3 hours, they contacted all the people. They came back. They are very happy after.
So a few hundred books distributed.
Yes.
In 2-3 hours. Can this be done? Definitely. Thank you. Other strategies. Yes. Microphone.
Hare Krishna. We have the book distribution program with the help of the diorama exhibition. In Arvade, we have diorama called Krishna Tattva Darshan, like a small exhibition we have, and we have some setup over there. For 5 to 7 minutes, we take the people on the round, and explain them things, small things, who you are, and little bit. And then at the end of the diorama, we have a huge book table there. And the results we are getting out, that is, the score from the, we called it our Krishna Tattva Darshan, the KTD. The score from the KTD is the every day more than the BBT score. Because we found it, that is when we are explaining something to the people, they get so much enlightenment to take book. We make them compare to take book. So from our experience, we are seeing that is everybody who is coming, so out of 100, at least 80 people take book.
Wow.
Maybe small, maybe one booklet, maybe 5 rupee, 10 rupee book. We would want them to give the book. So we are getting this. We have also entry fee for this diorama. So the entry fee money go to the temple and the book money go to the BBT. So both are happy. Like this.
Haribo. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted dioramas. He was very much fond of having dioramas in the temples because people really like dioramas. Combine the dioramas with the books together, that's perfect. Wonderful. So can this be done? Can be done. So, do it. Thank you. Other projects. Who else has got a book project they like to present? Okay, I know some of you are going buses and trains. The method is already quite known. It's you get a book bag or a backpack, you board the train, you make announcement, you put the books in people's hands, you talk to them, and you distribute books one-on-one. It works on the trains, in the buses, on the bus stations, on the streets, door-to-door, office-to-office. These methods are already known, but devotees need to be organized. They need to be inspired. They need to be empowered to do this. So, like we have heard from Prabhuji, when they do these home programs, after the program, everybody likes to go out for 2-3 hours. So, wherever you have regular gatherings, namhatas, they can combine some book distribution activity. And they can choose themselves whether they like to go door to door. Some of the young people might prefer to go on the street or into the buses or into the trains like that. Some like to go office to office, shop to shop, whatever it is, you know, let them choose and go out by teams. I have a few more methods here, and I'll just run through them quickly because we got other topics to cover. Set distribution. So many people like our books, have Bhagavad Gita, but very few, even of our own members, have a full set of Prabhupada's books at home. How many of you have full set in your house? That's some. So first, we need to make sure that all our members can afford to get Prabhupada's books in their own home. So you might have a, what do you call it? A plan, an installment plan, where you do it in different installments, like that. Because for some people too, how much is the full set? Huh? What's the whole cost? Bhagavatam, CC, everything, all the books. 12,000. Not everybody can just give 12,000 and buy all the books. So you might have a installment basis. With your members, the people who you know, who are part of your congregation, that you say, okay, you give every month 1,000 rupee, we give you all the books. And then per month, 1,000 rupee you're giving. You think this can be done? Huh? Everybody will want to take, no? Then with outside people, you can have different types of schemes like that. Huh? But many more books can be distributed. You know, Prabhupada wanted that all his temples carry books. And he said they can have them on commission. Because if you have to pay up front, not everybody has the cash to pay up front. So who makes, which companies make the most business? You know. They're the ones who give the best credit, isn't it? Not 30 days, but 60 days, 90 days. Huh? Flexible time, flexible payment plan, like that. So you have to work with these methodologies because it will help people. I feel if our own members don't have a full set of Prabhupada's books in their home, you know, what are we trying to do? You know, charity starts at home. if we are not doing what we're supposed to do for the others, then it doesn't really go anywhere. So first we have to enable and inspire our own members to get all the books. They may say, hey, I don't have time to read them. I just read Gita, maybe Krishna book and like that. But there has to be a plan. Like there is a plan to study Bhagavad Gita. There should be a plan that each and every devotee actually, this microphone is probably going low on battery or something, that every devotee actually reads all of Prabhupada's books. It should be a plan. Like I know, if I read 2 hours every day, within 2 years I've read all of Prabhupada's books. It's just a fact. That's what happens. If you read 2 hours per day, you read all of Prabhupada's books within 2 years. So there should be a systematic course in every temple where you have study group for Gita and you also have study group for Bhagavatam. You have study group for CC, so that people will come once a week. They know. Every evening is Gita class. Some of the evenings you might have special group for CC, for Bhagavatam. Like that. Wherever you offer education, people will come forward and they will participate. They will take it seriously. Then also sets of books for, you know, there is these homeowners association or housing associations. When they build homes, or those who organize homes, they can put books in their libraries. They can make, I'm sure you have some of your members are either in real estate, they're either builders, or they're real estate agents, or they're selling homes. They can make it a point, okay, you buy a flat for 20 lakh, you get one set of Bhagavatams for free. Something like that. Package deal. Huh? It can be done. I just in Pune had a few builders like that. They said, yeah, that's what we want to do. Then package deal, where you package things, you bundle things. In Pune, there was one devotee, he has a cloth store. He's selling garments. Every customer who buys for more than 1,000 rupees, he gets a Bhagavad Gita. Every day he's giving not less than 10 Gitas. Every single day of the week, not less than 10 Gitas. Whichever customer buys for more than 1,000 rupees, gets Gita. You can have smaller amounts, you can give a small book. Big amounts, you can give a bigger book like that. You know how much money people spend for advertisement, for making pens and postcards and diaries and gifts and this and that and the other thing? So much money. So instead of that, give people book. Have you heard of the program? It's called Sankranti in January, where you have these gift circles. And it's not only the old ladies, it's so many other people also who do it, you know, Sankranti, that they give gifts to each other. Do you have that here? Is it happening? Sankranti. Huh?
They don't exchange gifts, but Sankranti is
something. Gifts are not exchanged? That's only Maharashtra? You can, Deepavali, whichever festival is there. Christmas, Deepavali, so many festivals are there. You introduce the concept of giving Prabhupada's books to all the friends and relatives and people who you give gifts instead of giving meaningless things. Yes?
One devotee, he got married. They, actually, normally they give, after marriage, they give every visitors a gift. He distributed 450
books. 450
books
to everybody who attends the wedding. Haribo. Okay, other strategies. Bookstores can be contacted. This is usually best done by either the temple or the BBT. Then door-to-door that was covered. Traveling Sankirtan and buses. Big way how to distribute books. SMS and ads. Somebody of your members might be in advertisement, in media, or in telecommunications. You know, you get all these SMS. SMS, SMS, SMS. Okay, it says, if you want Bhagavad Gita, special deal on Bhagavad Gita, together with one poster or together with one CD with bhajans, for 99 rupees instead of 249. Just press yes. Send yes to number 4561. And then home delivery, boom. Instant fulfillment. They tried this. It works. It works great. You know? Huh? Bombay. Bombay. There is one person, he's like a broker. They send crores and crores of SMS. So he gave some of them to devotees to try out. And they just tried it out. And there's good response. It's a game of numbers, you know. But if you target certain areas by area or by customer group, this can be response. One can try, no? Also websites, email, advertisement, posters. If it's done in the right way, somebody has to study the market. What's the market? But it can be done. Monthly Sankirtan festivals. What's really huge in North America right now, especially amongst the congregation, is what's called MSF, Monthly Sankirtan Festival, where the congregation gets together once a month, and for Saturday, Sunday, they have a katha about Sankirtan, and they go out and distribute books, like what you mentioned, on a weekly basis. They're doing it every week, every week, every week. Wonderful. That's great. Once a week. If you can't do once a week, organize once a month. Like you look at your month, you might say, okay, which days are good? You have so many public holidays, right? Where everything's shut down, nobody goes to work, everything's closed. So make those public holidays monthly Sankirtan festivals, where you have kirtan, katha, prasad, then everybody goes out for a few hours and distribute books. And then you come back and you have a debrief, you have realizations, you share your experience. you know, I distributed my first Bhagavad Gita. Wow, it works. Bah. You know? That kind of stuff. So, all the information on these, many of these strategies is on the web. Have you visited the website distributebooks.com? Distributebooks.com. There's a lot of information. And there's also links to Motel Gita and to other projects. International. Everywhere. Okay, any other questions in regards to strategies and methods?
A few years back, we adopted a strategy wherein, you know, when somebody dies, they put it in the, you know, newspaper that so-and-so person died and the function is on that particular day. Then some of our devotees went and contacted them, and then they said, on that day they generally call them for some feast, and some other gifts also are given. Not gifts are generally not given, they call them for feast. So we propose that they can also distribute Bhagavad Gita or some other book. And it worked out, and people along with the condolence message, they'll also give this Bhagavad Gita. When they come to the, you know, function, they get Bhagavad Gita.
Can this be done? Yes, he will get all the benefit from distributing all these Bhagavad Gitas. And everybody has to go one day, right? So we all have to go. So it will become culture, tradition, you know? That whoever passes on, okay, so many Gitas are distributed. Wonderful.
This is a nice suggestion from Vedant Chaitanya Prabhu. Already this Aryavaishya community, Chettiars called. So generally they have, naturally they have the custom that if somebody passes in their house and their Karma Kanda day, Pinda Pradhana day, they give books. Generally they do that. But they seek some small books, low variety, something. So really it is an opportunity, we can go ahead with this. Particularly this, we no need to convince them. So generally they will do other books, but we can approach with the Aryavaishya community.
Okay, thank you very much. So you have seen there is a few ways how one can distribute books. There's quite a few number of programs which can be done. Now, every big journey starts with the first step. And usually the first step is, you know, find your spoon, which means, you know, we have to start from where we are. So that means Sankirtan department, we'll get more into strategy later on. There is a lesson called Guidelines on Appropriate Lifestyle. It's in your student handbooks, pages 24 and 25 and 26. We're not going to go through it now because most of it is for full-time distributors. I'd like you to read this till tomorrow. These are guidelines. They may vary according to time, place, and circumstance, cultural and demographic, geographic situations, diet, dress, exercise, sleep, recreation, healthcare, regulation and balance, driving, sadhana, study, social life, and relationships. And what I'd like you to do also as your homework, the last page is the lifestyle worksheet. I'd like you to fill that lifestyle worksheet out, the last page, and give yourself marks. It's part of self-assessment. How well are we doing in these different areas? Because remember, in order for book distribution to happen in an ongoing way, in a sustainable way, number one is the devotee has to survive. It's nice that, you know, 200 Gitas get distributed because you passed away. But we prefer you to stay here and to distribute another 2 lakhs of Bhagavad Gitas during your lifetime. So that's your homework for today. And we're going to break now for 15 minutes, and I'd like you to be back at 4:30 sharp for the remaining lesson of today, which is called Sources of Strength and Inspiration. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Just 15 days earlier. I was supposed to announce in this month end. Month end, we want to bring all with positive month results. Yeah. With results. We want to show it.
ICC meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to show it. We have data, everything with us.
Thank you. Prabhu, when someone gave you a Krishna consciousness book for the first time, how did that affect your life? And do you think about that?
Battery is finished. You have new one? Now it looks better. Okay. Yeah. 2008, yes, I remember. Which type of seminar was that? Yeah. How many days? 3-4 days? 3 days. About? Revati Raman also? Yeah.
back for the fourth session of today.
Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Bo. So this is the third day. We survived the third lesson. This is usually the all-time low. From now on, it's up. So we expect to see some charges of energy. The topic of this lesson is sources of strength and inspiration. We have discussed different strategies, we have discussed different methods of book distribution, but as you all know, if there is no inspiration, there's no movement. Devotees don't feel inspired, then you can have books, you can have prasadam, you can have stalls, you can have places, everything, nothing happens, nothing moves. So what I like to hear from you is, what are your sources of strength and inspiration? So I'd like you to take a pen and to write down what are your main sources of inspiration and strength. And then later on, as a second part, we want to hear some stories about heroes. Who are your heroes? Besides Srila Prabhupada and your Guru Maharaj. Because we know these are the main heroes in our lives. But devotees who are doing service somewhere and somehow they inspire you a lot in your devotional service, in your practice. So not persons who have already passed on, not the previous acharyas, because we know they are our heroes. It's clear, it's understood. What we like to hear about, you know, devotees in your day-to-day life, which are your heroes, which inspire you. So please take 5 minutes time, write down your sources of strength and inspiration. Can be general, because what inspires you in Krishna consciousness also inspires you for book distribution. I don't want to separate the two. I think it's part of the same, we're talking about the same topic. Is the task clear? Okay, what gets you inspired? Then we'll hear about that. In general, there might be activities, there might be people, might be things, whatever gets you inspired. If you have something which gets you inspired. What inspires you in your Krishna consciousness and in your preaching and in your book distribution? Activities, factors, things, people. And if you're done with that, list your top three heroes.
Besides Prabhupada,
Guru, and previous acharyas.
Session.
Who needs more time? Who's ready? Okay, try to finish up in a minute. Okay, what I'd like you to do right now is to pair up in twos with the person next to you, and you share your sources of strength and inspiration. Can you do that? Always two persons together. Two, everybody pair up. Three also works, whatever. Salam ki jai. Sweets.
Sweet.
Yeah, samosa.
We get lots of sweets here. Balaji laddu.
Huh?
We get laddu. Often it gets
laddu. Which Balaji laddu is better? The one here or the one up there?
Up there.
Up there is better? Is more good? More tasty than here? Here, not natural.
The taste is different.
Why not? You have to study from their cooking.
Still, all over India they tried all the kids, but oyster was the same.
You have to get inside man.
Still, Prabhu works there, they cook here, you won't get the taste.
No?
We tried ourselves. Same church.
Same.
Change.
Because ingredients is different.
Ingredients and way of their cooking, the stoves, the pans.
Unique. What's your source of inspiration?
Don't worry about the money. If you have a project, you want money, you tell me what is ready. I borrow you to the way I spend it.
Good.
Don't have to do big things. Small things you do, you have it. That's our life. You will be happy.
Good. Yeah. Thank you. Very well. Can you hear well? Quality of sound is okay? Yeah, even I have.
What do you think?
Because I have the mic. Which group is done? Which group is finished? Who needs more time? Okay, a couple of more minutes. Try to move through your points. Also activities, not just person. Also activities.
What makes us
inspired, yes. November, yeah. Okay, please come back to the temple and to the tables, yes. Was this session inspiring for you? You got some inspiration from the other devotees?
Yes.
Okay, so we should do this regularly in our temples, in our meetings. It's not a big thing. Just get out the nectar. There's so much nectar in every devotee. Just get out the nectar. Okay, who would like to share a few points which they heard, which they found quite unique or quite impressive? Which touched you in the heart? Just random, please.
Amarendra Prabhu was telling what inspires him very much. It was really inspiring to hear that comment. Whenever he goes out for preaching, somebody takes up to Krishna consciousness, it inspires him. And whenever he sees a senior devotee coming and guiding the juniors to spread the message of Krishna, it inspires to him. And when he sees senior devotees like His Grace Srivati Raman Prabhu or His Grace, Radhe Shyam Prabhu in Punam, where they're guiding and carrying a group of youngsters and motivating them to do service for Krishna, that inspires him. So it was really great to hear such people getting inspired. That itself is an inspiration for us. Haribol.
Haribol, thank you. Who else would like to share?
There was a statement which Radhanath Maharaj was relating about his experiencing with Ghanshyam Das Babaji in Vrindavan, that you are friend of Krishna and I am your servant. Because you are friend of Krishna, so I am your servant.
Okay. Thank you. Who else? If you felt inspired, then you have something to share.
Caring by the Revati Raman Prabhu and Kirtans by Ramurari Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada books distribution by Gopalamai Prabhu.
By whom?
Gopal Nimai Prabhu. He gave me Bhagavad Gita. He gave Bhagavad Gita to me. I purchased Bhagavad Gita from him. Then service attitude and loyalty by Balabhadra Prabhu. And then enthusiasm in the service by Rupesh Prabhu. And sharing the realizations of the devotees. And the hard work of the acharyas to preserve the message of Krishna. These things are inspiring me a lot.
Thank you.
My sources of inspiration, of course, Revati Raman Prabhu, Rama Rara Prabhu, and His Grace Naveen Anirudha Prabhu. For, that's not the first time for 22
not
years.
Not allowed.
But still I have to tell. 22 years he's inspiring me in my life. He's one of my heroes. And then Sunday evening Gaurarti in Tirupati ISKCON is the peak of the week. Papi Vinasanam for so many years there. The pilgrims of Tirumala, how they're going to Balaji, but without connection with Prabhupada, it's pain-giving. And the modern students. Then 10 years living in Tirupati ISKCON, where there is almost no Kali Yuga, at least this side of Tirupati, we are not talking about the city. That Vedic culture is really fantastic. It's very deep-rooted. And two last points to understand over the years deeper and deeper that Krishna conscious civilization is really the answer for the soul-killing modern society. It's really killing the people of in their soul. And we have all the answers. That's a strong, becomes a stronger and stronger inspiration. And then the last one is how hankering to see a Krishna conscious society where we finally will be able to say, yes, we can protect the cow properly, the ladies properly, no more suicides amongst the students, and that the good people can be on top of the society. I want to see that in my lifetime.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Om. Somebody else likes to share. Okay. Microphone to the back. And this one to the end. Please.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Given the opportunity to speak about book distribution. During my material life, I used to sell medical dictionary from corporate office to offices. That is a quite interesting and inspiring activity. But I'm enjoying also that thing. Here in Tirupati, I am observing wonderful Sankirtan meeting here. Prabhu is encouraging thing every, in the scoreboard reading in the morning after Mangalaharati, that also inspiration is there. Moreover, we are discussing in the Sankirtan meeting score by individual, that also motivation is there. Prabhu also giving a lot of encouraging tips also. Every day, this is one of the best thing I observe. In the early morning, nectar of book distribution, one sloga, one writing of some tips. That is a motivation to every day-to-day activity. But I am doing the donation table, Lakshmi Seva, I am doing this thing. But I am taking an open challenge. That is the last day of the marathon of last year. I stopped collecting the donation and take a trial run for book distribution. That day, even though I don't know about sloga of anything, nothing, I don't know, I captivated by the artwork of the Prabhupada, how the brain behind this artwork is wonderfully done. I have shown this, whoever come, I am starting with English only, I am preaching, I don't know, Telugu also. Out of the inspiration, my target is only 10 books. I gradually, slowly, slowly picking up. That time, 5 books ago, 10 books I reached. Then Prabhu is asking our Rampriya, what is this fellow doing? He told 20 books. Then why you are bluffing? I am not capable of doing 20 books. Then yes, I have to make the critic wrong. So then I have to motivate myself. Why don't you try another 1 hour or let him go to 20. So then I cross 20. Then I silently working on it. Then final closing is 31. I am quite amazing because my target is 10. My motivation go to some false figure he has given. I motivated the gear up. Then finally it is 31. That means my figure is 10. Krishna is giving 3 times without knowing anything. I am a neophyte. Still the idea is we have to gear up. The motivation is simply a listener of what other people doing. And if I do this, probably I feel quite this thing. If I do read the Bhagavad Gita book thoroughly, and still we can do wonders. We can do better than what we are doing, what I feel I am doing. One more point is, my inspiration, spiritual this thing, Gopal Krishna Maharaj from Delhi. I used to read very casually in BTG that in one particular deal, he has distributed about 28,800 or something books. From corporate giants, I don't know how he has done it. That is not, Rome is not multi-net day. It cannot be possible. It is a tie-up with the big organization and conferences or something, like Sankirtan meeting and prasam distribution. We have to relationship with highest level. Then we can, subordinate level, junior level, or down the line, we have to work on the system and goodwill creation. It is a long-term process. Big score means that is a quality highest level. That is quite amazing. Then even in preaching in the temple also, in Delhi and North Indian people come, I used to tell immediately, Gopal Krishna Maharaj ki jai. Then people are so impressed. Without asking donation, they will come with simply all Hindi fellows writing. One more point, all the North Indians are more attracted to cow donation than South Indians. I really surprised. Marathis, UP, Bengal, so many people are this thing. But now I am in a cow production. Whether I am successful or not, I don't know. I simply carry on the job, taking trust on the sadhus, the devotees, and Krishna and Guru, our Revati Raman Prabhu. I am pulling on the life. Thank you very much for giving opportunities.
Thank you for sharing. Okay, who else likes to share their sources of inspiration?
When I was discussing with the Mataji, I found interesting 2 points. That is, there is one conference on a PAMHO. It's called Book Distribution Nectar Conference. She get her inspiration from there. And another one is the His Holiness Indradumna Swami's diaries, also get on a conference. They are very interesting stories and we can get lot of inspiration throughout. When we are discussing, we come to know that both of us have one common point. That when there is any good words or some little appreciation from our authorities, it really inspires. And for me especially, my authorities in my temple are the big source of inspiration for me.
Up front here, please.
Hare Krishna. So I was just, Ramarar Prabhu was sharing with me. One thing I liked is how he used to like very much this old BTGs, how I came to Krishna consciousness, and he was a nectar of book distribution book, and Prabhupada's quotes and all. So I was seeing how his inspiration is so deep, because whenever we come to Tirupati, what we see is actually Prabhupada's quotes. Actually they are designed by him. Means he was appreciating them so much that he put them into many places, and actually even for Bhagavad Gita book also he designed some captions and all. So I was seeing that how deeply he is feeling inspiration from them, that he is inspiring many others through them. So that's one thing I like, means how he has that so much taste for Prabhupada's quotes, and especially he told what he likes is to hear about how devotees' stories, how they are distributing books, and also I was very inspired by his taste, and so that is very. I just thought of sharing with the devotees.
Thank you, Vibho. Okay, heroes. We want to hear heroes. Do you have any heroes?
Yeah.
Not people who are present. Don't embarrass anybody.
For my life, there's an important person from whom I learn and I'm aspire and take so much inspiration from them. Is Hare Krishna Narayani Mataji from VIG Vrindavan. The second one is Siddhilala Samataji from Juhu, Bombay. Hare Krishna Prashanta Mataji and my good authorities from my temple, both the temple president of mine. And I don't have so much association, but I get so much inspiration just by seeing Revati Raman Prabhu. Such a kind of leader he is. I felt so much inspiration from him. There is also at least 2-3 people that wanted to name. We are in contact as in Maharashtra with Devamrita Prabhu also. So these are the heroes or the heroines we have in our life to follow. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else would like to share? Not just a list of acknowledgements, you know, like these are the 15 people who I like. Just one person. One person who stands out and why, like that.
Hare Krishna. My hero is problems.
Who? Problems.
Yeah, when in my childhood I faced different kind of problems in my family. Just I wonder why these problems coming to me. Why this problem coming to us? Somehow that inquisitive note made me to contact Krishna consciousness, to accept seriously. And so many questions I have. Srimad Bhagavatam given the solutions, even so many minute questions. Prabhupada purports are very, actually exactly it's like an answer for my questions. And second, my hero is Akhilatar Prabhu. I already told about him. Actually he's a Padayatri, book distributor. Now also he's distributing. He loves Prabhupada. I saw when he has love with Prabhupada, it's very attracted me. And also he taught me to read slokas and purports very loudly, just reading ourselves, read loudly. It also inspired me to relate with the Srila Prabhupada books. And the next personality is Bhakti Vinod Maharaj, Sarveshwarya Prabhu, previously. Actually, his appearance, he's like, when he speaks something, it's like somehow that penetrate people's. I saw so many devotees and also myself. When he speaks something, it's like the words are going to the heart of the people. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Please.
Our hero is His Grace Munisrestha Gauradas Prabhu, who is a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj, and one who started a preaching program in our area. He is a bank special officer. After his retirement by his spiritual master's instruction, he started book distribution in our area. And then we started in 1994, first program at Navahatta at Hosur. So the program started. It's a coincidentally when our Guru Maharaj had a health problem, the same time, a couple of months before, he had also paralysis problem. In his right side, it was not working. And after all the devotees' care, again he became paka. And again he started his job. So keep going on preaching every place in his old age. Still, he carries load almost some 15 to 20 kilos books. He carry, but he is not able to walk properly, but still he go like that. So he's enthusiastic for particularly book distribution. Distributing books, and again unexpectedly again he met with a stroke with the left side. Now he's in bed. So his inspiration is a lot, and still he's praying. after treatment, we brought him back to temple. So he was in front of deities. So he was, his prayers entirely, you know, melting all the devotees' hearts that he want to serve more to Guru and Krishna, Prabhupada. So in that way, and one more devotee also, His Grace Guru Gopinath Das. So who is a regular caretaker of Prabhupada Murthy every day. But this devotee's specialty is he cannot sit. He has some leg problem. But he takes to walk, every half feet only he is able to move. But every day he takes the commitment to serve Prabhupada. Almost 8 years he is doing that service. Whatever problem situations is there, but still he come and serve Prabhupada. So looking all these kind of great devotees, and also the neophytes, new devotees when they come. So when we are asking them to, can you bring this book back or can you do this service? So immediately they do the service. But if we are in some other mundane dress, if we ask them, so people don't want to bow down to somebody, they expect respect. But when they come to temple looking this Vaishnava dress and tilak, so Krishna and Guru, Prabhupada mercy, so they are becoming, as morning Vedanta Chaitanya Prabhu was giving an example, Markane Bhagavata, so I am your taught, so you can use me any kind of way. So if you make me dance, I will dance like that. So when they are giving such respect, I always feel that, so I want to have such a worth with me, with the devotees. So their faith should not be go waste. So we have to be purified in that level, so that it will be pleasing to Guru and Krishna. And one more, my most inspiration is Acharya's songs. Mama Mana Mandire Rahunishi Dina Krishna Murari. And then, Gopinath, Mama Nivedana Sunu, and Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti, so that, like that. So Vaishnava Acharya songs, which will make, and also all our devotees, senior devotees, they are all really, no need to say extra about them. It's already. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Hare Krishna. Okay, there's a lot more, so please just one person. Person one. One hero per person.
There are so many devotees in my life from whom I derive inspiration. To mention a few, among sannyasis, His Holiness Radhana Swami. I get a lot of inspiration from His lectures. I hear a lot of His lectures. And another one is His Holiness Indradhamna Swami. How He preaches around the world, traveling preaching, and conducts mass pandal programs, inspiring people. And one more sannyasi is Bhakti Raghava Swami. How He is very dedicated to bring this Varnashram into the society, working very hard. And among devotees, His Grace Revati Raman Prabhu. He is a very exemplary devotee. I know him from so many years. He is a very good inspirer and exemplary person. And Amit Krishna Prabhu is one of my heroes. His speciality is always he talks about Krishna, and always he wants to see some positive change in the society. Big change. That's what I like in him. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Haribol. Okay. Just one person. One. Not five or ten. One.
Hare Krishna. My hero is His Grace Revati Raman Prabhu. Actually, he is a very special leader. I never heard about any other leaders, but he is every morning, every day morning, he comes before Mangala Arati to Brahmachari Ashram. He woke up all the Brahmacharis. At the end of Mangala Arati, everybody in the Mangala Arati, you know, such a he stands on the back. 4 years continuously he given brahmachari class. Because of his desire, you are seeing all the brahmacharis here. And he made 3 heroes. He's a big hero, but he made 3 heroes. One is Sachi Gopinath Prabhu in Rajahmundry. One is Ram Murai Prabhu, he is in Guntur and Vijayawada. One is Rupesh Prabhu, he is in Narasaropet. Such a, he's like a magnet. Magnet, you know, if touch the iron particle, it also become magnet. Like that, these 3 devotees, they are the heroes. Thank you.
Arivo! Thank you.
I want to add a little bit with him. So, during Anandpur temple, Rajahmundry temple inauguration time, so Revati Raman Prabhu himself, he told these words. So, the importance of devotees, and also that time Prabhu has told that 3 devotees is cultivating. One is with Sati Gopinath Prabhu. And that time Revati Raman Prabhu mentioned that Tirupati is the base temple for all these things, and still our project is not completed, but Sati Gopinath has completed a temple project here, so that he was blessing him that day. So he personally, he mentioned those 3 following heroes' names.
Arivo, thank you very much. Okay. I'd like to mention also one of my heroes is Rohini Sudha Prabhu. He's a dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who's one of the first big book distributors in Europe. When they started the movement in Switzerland, they had a temple in Geneva, but not in Zurich, so they were just staying in youth hostels, and you know, that's very cheap hotels. And then they rented one small place, like basement style, for books, and they were sleeping there and going out distributing tirelessly. In 75 or 6, he distributed 550 books in 1 week. And Prabhupada had given silver cartels with as price, with engraved. But he did not go to Mayapur to pick them up. So Prabhupada asked, why not? So he had said that he thinks it's more important to stay back and distribute books than to go to Mayapur and enjoy the price. Prabhupada said, this is very advanced. So, when I came to the movement, he was like a good uncle. Like, he took me shopping, he bought my first watch, he bought me clothes, he fed us, he took care of us. He's like a father. So it was very endearing, it was very inspiring. Then we always ask him, okay, so you're going to give blessings today for book distribution? He said, yeah, okay, 100 books today, you can do, blessing. Then some of us said, what is this, we want to do more. He said, okay, how much you want? We said, 200. He said, okay, 200. But then he said, we need special blessings. So we took his foot and we put it on our head. And he very liberally, he gave, you know. And some might ask, yeah, what is this, you know? You will get in problem for this. But his mood was always that if I have to suffer so that these devotees can distribute Krishna consciousness nicely, let me suffer and let them preach and distribute nicely. That was his mood, always. One time, I was sick with fever just before marathon. It was very intense competition. If you lose one day, you're off the game, you know. Very intense, because every day counts. So I had high fever. I couldn't not go out, practically. So he had read in Bhagavatam, it's there, you know, that if a person is healthy and he gargles with water and he puts that water on somebody else, then that person can become healthy. It's there in Bhagavatam. So he had me lie down in my copins and he took water and went and spat the water all over me. It says, if a healthy person gargles with water and puts it on a person who is sick, that person will become healthy, especially for fever. Fever will go down. So we did that. Next day I was out distributing books. Fever was gone. So So normally, you know, this is kind of unusual technique to cure somebody. Not to be imitated. People would not like, you know. But if you have faith in the process, then it can work. So if you have faith in the mercy of the Vaishnavas, then it can work. So these are some of my heroes. So the story is endless, but it's very important to always remember where we come from, who has shown us mercy and kindness. Some of them have continued the devotional service. Some of them have gone to do other things. But we should always feel very grateful, very appreciative of their participation, their service, because this will create a culture of gratitude, culture of thankfulness. This way everybody will feel like, yeah, very much part of this. So for the remainder of the session, I'd like to show a few movies, a few videos, things which are very inspiring to me. And I told you how they started printing books in Russia, right? So then once they got that money, and that money, they started printing books. And then later on, Swedish BBT sent 250,000 books to Russia. I will show you the video. And from those books, when they sold those 250,000 books, they printed 15 million books, 150 lakhs. And those books lasted for 10 years. And that's how the whole ISKCON movement started in Russia and CIS. That's why now you have Russians everywhere. But first we'll see about book distribution in Czech Republic, how books are produced, how they print books, and how they distribute books. Can somebody turn off the lights, please? Turn off all the lights, please. Trilok Atma, he's the Czech BBT person producing books. This is Bhagavatam, third canto in Czech. Kapiladev. So many devotees were there.
Whole video, one devotee was there.
Huh?
Whole video, one devotee was there.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of him. One was Nila Madhava. So this is in Russia, where they had to fight to get the books out. Because in 89 there was Glasnost, Gorbachev got into power. And they made a law that you can import outside books. So then immediately BBT shipped 250,000 books to Moscow. But still in the customs and in the government was the same people like before. So they were not ready for this change. So there was big fights for many weeks to get those books out. They had demonstrations, and you will see. Moscow warehouse. All the books are there.
Недавно московская правда писала, что религиозные книги могут свободно ввозиться в нашу страну. Но тогда мы спросим, почему 200 тысяч книг древней литературы по-русски это ведать, знать, эти древние знания задерживаются до сих пор на таможне.
Слово имеет народный депутат Ельцин Борис Николаевич.
Devotees were doing Harinam every day in front of the government building, causing huge disturbance to the traffic. And police car, 108. This is Sannyas Das, he was the head of the BBT.
Советские законы и говорите, что поживем, увидим, как долго еще мы будем их нарушать.
Я не могу понять, неужели вы не можете хотя бы...
This is Premavati. She was one of the first Russian devotees. She lost her child when she was in prison. I just met her now a few days back in Mumbai.
Чуть-чуть стать идти в ногу со временем. Я этого не могу понять. Вот я смотрю на вас, и мне кажется, вы такой мастодон, вы настолько уже отстали, просто на 100 лет. Просто если, смотрите свет, слушайте, если вы смотрите, так слушайте внимательно, посмотрите, какие тенденции. Ну, неужели можно так работать и жить? Ну, неужели вас самому просто не стыдно?
Спасибо вам за это.
This is in court, you know? She's telling the guy. She's fearless, you know? No fear whatsoever.
Я извиняюсь, мне просто так.
This is KGB man. And the devotee with the hat, his name is Yamaraj. He's a very special devotee. And anyway, there's so many stories.
И уважение, соблюдение советских законов с той и другой стороны. На этом пути нас с вами ожидают только успехи и только получение желаемых результатов.
Ну, мы не правы.
before the books were shipped from Germany, the devotees which were demonstrating, they were only devotees which were there in Russia. In the whole of Soviet Union, in fact, there was maybe 100 devotees altogether. So everything started from the books. The temple started from the books, the new devotees started from the books, and millions of books which were distributed after that. Everything started from these 200,000 books.
Haribol. So that's how the Hare Krishna explosion started in Russia.
I was extremely honored when devotees at the BBT in Europe asked if I could give some basic words of encouragement in relationship to Srila Prabhupada's books. Because as we know, Prabhupada's books are the nucleus, they're the artery of our society. In scripture, we have what is called the Paribhasa Sutra. That is the verse that helps us to understand, you know, the entire text. The seed is like the seed that all other things of a particular text are to complement and to be in accord with. So if we think about it, in terms of our institution, Prabhupada's books are the paribhasa for our institution, that our whole lives are to be so much centered around his books. I'm in an unusual situation now. Of course, I'm handicapped, terminally ill with cancer, at least according to what the doctors are saying. I have 1.5 leg. My leg has been amputated, and I've lost, you know, almost 40 pounds. And I'm just hoping most of that weight that's been lost is false ego that's going away. Anyway, on a more serious note, by modern technology, I'm having a chance to be with you. It was so much my desire, and Krishna is fulfilling that, even for a few minutes, just to be able to share some points here. Baba Nanda and a few other devotees report how Srila Prabhupada had mentioned that he really didn't want to come here. And obviously, who of a higher nature want to come to this horrible place, you know, of Martyrloka, of so much degradation and lust and greed? But Prabhupada said how Krishna had encouraged him, you go and you write books, and I will help you. So it seems very significant that we constantly keep in mind that Prabhupada coming to this world was so much in connection with his commission in providing transcendental literatures. It seems so important that we remind ourselves how Prabhupada was up in the middle of the night and how he struggled so much to see that these books would be able to be available for the world, and how he read his own books. So if he read his own books, how much more important it is for us to read them in a scrutinizing way, as he was such a puppet for the previous acharyas. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it explains how such great pure devotees, when they're writing, it's in the spirit of sitting down, and Krishna is actually speaking through them. Practically, the majority of us, we came to this movement due to having contact with one of Prabhupada's books. And if we came another way, we became situated and convinced to remain in the society after reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And so many of ourselves as leaders, if you think about it, we're leaders because we're involved in printing the books, distributing the books, selling the books. And in many cases from the past, and for some of us, or some of you, we're still expertly doing that now, printing Prabhupada's books in so many, many different languages. I was reading all kinds of literatures and took initiation from all kinds of gurus, and then I read the Sri Ishapanishad, and I was finished. Because from reading that, it gave more clarity than all of the books, you know, that I had read And it helped to clarify karma and moksha and artha and dharma, and most important, it helped me to understand what in fact was Sanatana Dharma that was missing in the other books I read and the other teachers that I'd taken shelter of. Let me just try to conclude one or two short points. Just as Prabhupada came into this world to make books available to us, we see that in his last days, and even last, practically last hours, how much he was trying to make sure that the transcendental message was received, how he died on the battlefield. So from Prabhupada's entry into this universe and his departure, we see the importance of his books. So we want to go out of our way, constantly go the extra mile to honor Srila Prabhupada. And how do we do it? We read the books, we distribute the books, we print the books, we worship the books. But most important is that, as Prabhupada said himself about Gita Nagari prophecy and in relationship to Gandhi, that the best way to honor a person is not by monuments, not by horrific kind of glorifications, but by creating a community that represents the ideas that that person stood for. So let us work like hell and trying to see more how we can create communities that will represent the ideas that Prabhupada has given us in his books. We don't want to abuse the books by beating each other over the head with things taken out of the books. Sometimes we take things out of context, or we use the philosophy just to beat someone and to try to force them in some way based on our ulterior motives. But we want to worship the books by creating a community that represents what Prabhupada wrote in his books. That means by going deeper and appreciating the essence of the books, living it, and then we can share it as a wonderful, powerful international community. Hare Krishna, thank you for allowing me to be with you. And I am excited, hoping that we'll all be able to be together more, especially as we keep this Paribhasa forefront, as Prabhupada's books, as the artery, as a major seed for our existence. Hare Krishna.
Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj Ki. So he was one of the main book distributors on the library party. He was going in a three-piece suit with wig in communist countries to all the universities and took standing orders for Prabhupada's books. Big book distributor. And I'd like to see... That's what he spoke about, Srila Prabhupada, translating. This is October 1977, just a couple of days before Srila Prabhupada.
If we are in devotional service, we get a different nature. And if we engage in the basis of sense gratification, we get a change.
And then that karma is tad de hopa labdhi hetu.
Yes. And according to the association of different nature, we get a body. Karanam guna sammasya satasat janmayam. Therefore, we should always seek good association, devotee association. Then our life will be successful.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Prabhupada encouraged us to distribute his books. Why? Lord Sri Krishna explains in the 18th chapter that the dearest most devotee is one who always preaches his glories. Lord Chaitanya also encouraged his associates to go and preach. And our acharyas have also manifested the same mood. Thakur Bhakti Vinod in 1896 sent his book on the life of Lord Chaitanya to leading universities around the world. Bhakti Siddhanta ji used to send his followers to distribute books. And Bhakti Siddhanta ji told Prabhupada that if Krishna gives you facilities, translate and print books. Bhakti Siddhanta ji drew a picture from Mridanga and said, this activity of book printing and distribution is Brihad Mridanga. So Prabhupada encouraged us to distribute these books because these books contain knowledge given by the Supreme Lord and the great Acharyas. And these books have saved countless living entities and will continue to guide and save humanity from destruction. Distributing Prabhupada's books is the highest welfare activity one can perform. The whole world today is suffering for lack of Krishna consciousness, and the knowledge contained in these books can save humanity from going to hell. Today we are witnessing that full-time devotees and congregational devotees are very enthusiastically taking part in this most important service. Prabhupada said, as long as book distribution goes on, I will never die. In other words, Prabhupada will continue to preach through these books. So I humbly want to request everyone to please enthusiastically take part in this most important service. It does not matter whether you're brahmachari or grihastha or vanaprastha or sannyas. Our family business is to take part in preaching. And Prabhupada said preaching is the essence and books are the basis. Preaching means getting people to read these books. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. When he sees that we have the sincere desire to please the previous acharyas and our guru, he gives us the intelligence by which we can do this service. There are unlimited conditioned souls just waiting for an ISKCON devotee to come and give them a Srila Prabhupada book. And these people are eternally grateful once they get this book and they begin to practice what is in these books. So please take to this service of book distribution. It's a very important service. It's a service that can give us real happiness. And Krishna will empower us to distribute his message if we sincerely endeavor. Prabhupada said purity is a force. So we should also chant the holy names, practice sadhana, and Krishna will enable us to distribute his message to save suffering humanity. Hare Krishna.
Gopal Krishna Maharaj ki.
Okay. Do you like these movies? Okay. So we have something more here for you. Moved a few things around, that's why I don't find it right now. Now PBT, where's the Leeds one? Can somebody see the folder Leeds? Oh, it's here. Sorry. All right, this is a movie which was done 10 years ago, but most of you have never seen it. Book distribution around the world.
The music is not devotional, so you can just chant Hare Krishna. Watch the hands and watch the eyes.
Message of the day?
My meal for breakfast. Human life is meant for austerity. And just in case you wondered, so we have something also in the fridge. See, cakes.
We're making pizza.
The best olive oil from the island Brač in the Croatian Sea.
There's an island called Brač. Brač.
Thank you.
There is about 15 devotees distributing here. You have to find out who are the devotees. It's all devotees distributing. All of them with the caps and the t-shirts. There's sometimes 40, 50,000 people going to a concert. And we were like 20 devotees, 15, 20 devotees. Sankirtan festival. It's like 25 devotees. We have 3 days retreat. Just hearing and chanting together during kirtan. This boy and this girl, they just visited us from outside. It was only brahmacharis. But she became a devotee. You will see her later on where she got a book. Campfire and Sankirtan stories.
No way they're going to take a book. And you know, oh, you're the Hare Krishnas. You know, you guys fed me when I was down and out and I had no money and the food was so good. Don't want a book, but here, let me give you a little donation. Takes out 1 5 and takes out another 5. And takes out.
You
should
give you 25.
And I really appreciate you guys. What you've done for me. This book was so good.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna
this girl, she met us the next day in the retreat, and then later she joined. Shraddha, she's working on the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. She's a disciple of Ravindra Swarup. She bought a book there with her friend when she was in college. This is San Francisco, High Ashbury. This is where they had the second temple in ISKCON, after New York, San Francisco. This place, this street, these kind of people.
Kostuba, disciple of Samuel Krishna Maharaj from Dallas. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada's Chansal Book Distribution ki, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Bo. See you back tomorrow, 10 o'clock sharp. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We need good movies, good videos from India. We don't have anything so far.